To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
I love to eat, and I love to eat good, clean, healthy foods. And David, I always like to hear about foods that can help reverse the signs of aging, and especially ones that, to be honest, also taste good. So I'm looking forward to what we're going to be talking about today.
I love to eat. I think the hardest part was narrowing it down to five. I got to tell you, most people don't realize food contains an array of proteins, nutrients, all kinds of chemical compounds, if you will, that if you eat right, establishes building blocks for just having healthy skin cells, healthy cells altogether. So, you know, we're all about beauty inside out, but it's all about having the right building blocks. So eating right is going to make the huge difference. So truly, if you break it down into what's the most important parts of having healthy skin, number one, we talk about is hydration, moisture. Okay, so you and I've talked, we've had a show just even on the types of water and tap water and purified, but let's talk about food. My favorite food to suggest to help hydrate the body is melon. So whether it's watermelon, whether it's cantaloupe, whether it's any of the types of melon, because our bodies are naturally comprised of about 70% water, okay? And so it's essential to keep it hydrated. Now here's the thing, we lose 2, even 2.5 liters of water each day, so you need to replenish it. We lose it through perspiration, through just even simple breathing, but you don't realize that you lose this moisture. So by using melons as my favorite fruit, because it contains over 90% water. And you can just taste it. I had a big bowl of watermelon this morning. And as you crunch down on it,
watermelon.
I do too. It's very sweet. It's filled with all kinds of moisture. And the melons have less sugar than the other fruits. So you can taste the difference of the softness of a melon and all the moisture in it when you compare to eating an apple, let's say. So I'm not just saying any fruits. My favorite for hydrating the skin. Different fruits have different benefits. But if you want me to limit this to five, melon to hydrate the skin is one of the things I suggest in the morning, later in the day. I'm going to tell you, you can drink all the water you want. About 20% of the fluid or the moisture we're going to do is through foods we eat. So it's very important to incorporate fruits like melon into our diet.
Yeah, I look forward to the summer for many reasons, and one of them is for the watermelon. I also love cantaloupe. Never been a big fan of honeydew, though. I find it a little too sweet, but you can give me watermelon as much as you'd like.
See, me being bitter, I need the sweetness to balance me out.
Stop it.
As a bitter person.
That's not true.
No. I have a combination of them in the morning, and I do. I eat a lot of fruit in the morning to start my day, and the melons are, like I said, my favorite to help hydrate the body. But let's keep going, because we're going to run out of time if I don't. Let's talk about one that's a powerful antioxidant that actually can provide a lot of things for the body. It's a powerful antioxidant. It's going to help protect the skin cells. It's going to help really protect the DNA inside of our white blood cells, but that's tomatoes. Now, I don't know about you. Do you enjoy tomatoes?
I love tomatoes. I love them fresh. I love them in tomato sauce. Tomatoes all the time.
And let me help some of the listeners out there that used to eat like me. Now that I've learned, ketchup doesn't qualify as tomatoes. I used to think I was having a vegetable if I squirted ketchup on a burger. But I've learned, truly, I now enjoy a lot of times slicing up a tomato at night and putting a little bit of cheese on it, whether mozzarella cheese, Parmesan cheese, something, a little salt and pepper. But eating a sliced tomato is actually going to load my body with all kinds of antioxidants. It's going to help prevent cancer. It's going to help my body in all kinds of ways. So not just trying to look younger, but just help me in a lot of ways of just overall my health. So tomatoes are great to slice up. You can use it in spaghetti sauce. You can use it in a lot of different things. So whatever you do to incorporate it into whatever you're cooking for dinner, sometimes I'll do a stir fry and then I'll slice up a tomato at the end and dump it in. As long as I'm eating that tomato each day, it's actually become a nice snack to have with my dinner.
Yeah, I love to take a tomato and slice it up and then slice up some avocado and put a little salt. That Ooh. Is one of my favorite snacks.
It is. That's awesome. It's part of a lifestyle change, as you know. We've talked on the show before how I used to eat unhealthy, and just learning to eat right has made such a huge difference in my weight, my appearance, and even trying to look younger and have more energy as I get older here. Let's talk about collagen for a minute. As we get to the third food, collagen is really, I'm going to tell you it's comprised of about 75% of our skin tissue. It is a protein, and that's what provides the firmness to our skin. So here's the problem. As we age, the production of collagen slows down. And not only that, our body, it actually starts to deplete at the rate of 1.5% each year. So by the time a woman reaches menopause, 45% of the collagen she has been lost. Now think about that, 45% has been lost. So you want to eat food that's going to help build up the protein and help build up the collagen in the skin and help maintain that youthful appearance. So my suggestion in this one are eggs. Now, if you're worried about your diet or cholesterol, egg whites, but eggs are full of protein and be one of the best things I can recommend for you for helping create the building blocks of promoting collagen.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that, David. I actually love eggs. I
know you're not
so
into all the dairy,
and...
so I didn't know how you felt about eggs.
No, I don't like the dairy, but I do like the eggs, and especially, you know, you can make so many different omelets that can be, you know, without dairy, and you can do a lot of things with so many different vegetables. Throw some of those tomatoes in there, maybe throw some of the avocado that I mentioned.
Yep.
Not that that's one of the five. But
and eggs are great, and yes, throughout the day you can sneak in other proteins like chicken and low-fat yogurt, but eggs is going to be what I recommend as food number three. Let's jump to number four real quick. We talked about hydrating the skin. We've talked about antioxidants. We've talked about building collagen. Let's talk about EFAs. Now, to me, they're essentials for ageless skin, but you may know them as essential fatty acids. Our body can produce most of them, but not all. And so the omega-3, the omega-6, you've got a couple essential fatty acids your body cannot produce, so we need to intake it through nutritional supplements or diet. My preference is diet. So food number four is essential fatty acids and a powerful antioxidant in salmon. So salmon's going to be an important food for you. It is a cold water fish. You're going to find not only is it high in essential fatty acids, but it has something called astaxanthin, and that's what gives it that little pink hue to it. But that is a powerful antioxidant that's going to help protect you against free radicals. And you ready? We're going to jump to food number five. And I say food.
Cool.
I guess I don't know if it kind of qualifies as a food or not, but it does to me. I like red grapes, but in the form of wine. In a glass of wine, we find something called resveratrol, and resveratrol has been touted as America's number one anti-aging molecule. And resveratrol are the components of it that provide the most powerful antioxidant we can get. So to me, a glass of wine to round out our diet is going to complete everything. You now have five sections here, five foods that if you can incorporate throughout the day, you're going to hydrate the skin. Again, with melons, we're going to have powerful antioxidants with the tomatoes. We're going to build collagen and protein with eggs. We're going to reestablish our essential fatty acids our body can't produce through the salmon. And we're going to have a powerful antioxidant and even relax and enjoy the end of the day with a glass of wine. How's that sound?
Now, does vitamin C, David, does that also help with collagen production?
It does. It does. If you asked me, I could come in with a sixth item, which would change today's title of the show. Vitamin C was the one I couldn't figure out how to work in. Whether you get it from oranges, whether you're getting it from kiwi, whether you're getting it from some of the other foods, vitamin C is also a favorite of mine. So I'm going to say as a bonus to the five, here's your sixth food would be vitamin C. Incorporate whether oranges, kiwi, or something high in vitamin C content. Vitamin C has been known to help boost collagen, get the body to help synthesize it. It has been shown in clinicals to help fight or reverse some of the skin cancers. There's a lot of clinicals to show. It is one of my favorite ingredients in skincare, as well as some of the other things we've mentioned. You'd be surprised. Resveratrol is something we use in our Fountain of Youth even. So it is stuff see internally as well as externally.
Well, I always like getting a bonus, so I'm really excited that we got that extra one.
Well, you got me to squeeze out a sixth one. That'll take away from another segment. No. So real quick to sum it up, you want to hydrate the body with melons, whether watermelon or cantaloupe, tomatoes, incorporate them into the diet, whether sliced or into a recipe, eggs for protein, salmon, and a glass of wine. And so those are the top things, plus a bonus of vitamin C to help round it out. So those are the top items that will help reverse the signs of aging, keep you looking young, and staying healthy. And so I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and we want to thank you for listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned, stay beautiful, and stay well.